Hawkman Amber joining us here to talk a little 4-H on behalf of the University of Nebraska Extension Office just south of North Platte. Amber, good to see you in the studio today.
Yes, good to see you.
So we were talking off the air just a little bit. It's still a little busy for you and Kate, but different kind of busy after State Fair.
Yes, after State Fair, it slowed down just a little bit for a brief period of time, and then our school enrichment programs start picking up. We're going into various schools in our three-county region.
Awesome. And before we dive into it full force, I think that's the first time we've seen you in the studio since State Fair. We talked to Kate about it a little bit, but what were your thoughts on the State Fair?
I went down a couple different times during State Fair. I actually got asked to be one of the superintendents for the dog show this year.
Wow.
So that was a new role. I've always helped with the dog program, as I'm one of the dog leaders for Lincoln County also, but it was a new role for me, so it was a little bit busier
than usual. A little
different,
but still fun, I can imagine.
Yep.
But a little busier, like you said, too. So.
Yes.
State Fair, big success this year. Did you see a lot of people there, too? Good crowds?
There were good crowds there. Yeah, I was there, like I said, for the dog show, which was the first weekend. They changed the schedule around a little bit this year so that all the 4-H events happened on the same weekend, and then FFA took place on that second weekend, Labor Day. So I wasn't down there for the second part of State Fair, but I was down there during the 4-H portion.
Awesome. So you said it's getting a little busy again with some of these enrichment programs. Tell us about a couple coming up on the agenda for you.
Well, yesterday I had the opportunity to actually go into a new venue for us for school enrichment.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the Parkview Christian Learning Center preschool program, teaching the preschool kids about germs and hand washing and why hand washing is important.
More relevant today than ever before.
Yes, to stop the spread of various illnesses and diseases. I've done that with a couple other elementary schools in the area, with like first grade in Maxwell. So kids of all ages can learn from this program. Like I said, preschool all the way up through 12th grade, the program gets into some economic things for the older kids.
Mm-hmm.
Kate's been doing some stuff with the science end of our school enrichment programs, teaching about robotics. And
we've heard about the DNA one a little bit. That
yes.
sounds fascinating.
Yep. And then she's going to get started with Mars Base Camp in Maxwell again here coming up soon. And I just wanted to hit on a couple of these. We do offer them for homeschool kids also, so if there's some homeschool families that would be interested in some additional learning opportunities, they could contact our office and we could come up with a program that would fit their needs.
Awesome.
Yes.
So tell us about a couple of the specific ones coming up for kids in the area.
Well, I hit on, the Mars Base Camp, and we offer a pumpkin life cycle. Workshop also, the germs. In the spring, we'll hatch out some eggs with embryology.
Sure.
And the new one that we're going to do is caterpillar to butterfly, where they learn about that transition of caterpillar, and then they actually get to release the butterflies out into the open at the end of it.
Interesting.
Yes.
That'll be exciting hands-on experience for them, too.
Yes.
So what else did you want to hit on this morning, Amber?
I also have a couple 4-H workshops that are coming up. We're doing a marble painting workshop that is fall or winter related to add a little bit of decoration to people's homes. That one will be open to really any age of kids, 5 to 18. It's coming up on Monday, November 8th. And then I have a winter pom-pom wreath workshop coming up Monday, December 6th. That one will be a little bit geared towards the older kids, probably about 10 to 18 age. If they're interested in registering, they can email myself, amber.willard@unl.edu, or call the extension office, 532-2683.
Awesome. Amber, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
I think that's all I had today.
We sure appreciate you stopping by the studio. Enjoy the rest of your day and stay warm.
Yes, thank you. You too.